This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for an immediate halt to fighting in Sudan on Thursday and appealed for a three-day ceasefire to mark the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan to enable trapped civilians to seek safety and supplies. At UN headquarters in New York, Guterres said this must be the first step in providing respite from the fighting and paving the way for a permanent ceasefire. He had just met virtually with the heads of the African Union, the Arab League, and the regional bloc IGAD, as well as representatives from other countries with influence. Guterres has been working the phone for de-escalation since violence erupted last Saturday between two former allies, each of whom heads one of the two opposing forces. The Pentagon is getting ready for a possible evacuation of the U.S. embassy in Sudan. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Two Biden administration officials say the planning began earlier this week as fighting rages between two warring factions in Sudan. An embassy convoy was attacked in the capital. The officials say the Pentagon's moving military assets to a Navy base in Djibouti. The Defense Department says it will send more capabilities to the region to potentially help facilitate an evacuation of embassy personnel. The violence so far has kept the State Department from requiring staffers to leave the country, with Khartoum's airport non-functional and its roads treacherous even during peacetime. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, met today in New York with U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk. A spokesperson said the two officials highlighted the importance of the U.N.'s upcoming commemoration of the 75th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. This is VOA News. NATO's chief has visited Ukraine for the first time since Russia invaded more than a year ago, AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The highly symbolic visit from NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg underscores the alliance's commitment to helping Kyiv defend itself. Stoltenberg confirmed NATO's support for Ukraine in a news conference with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Ukraine's rightful place is in NATO.
The visit has sparked a strong reaction from the Kremlin, which clearly warns that Ukraine must not be allowed to join NATO. One of Russia's regular justifications for going to war in Ukraine has been the expansion of the military alliance towards its borders, including fears that Kyiv would be admitted. I'm Karen Chamas.
EU scientists say the El Niño warm weather pattern could return in late 2023, contributing to yet another year of record-soaring temperatures and climate change-induced extreme weather. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
This year could be the hottest on record, fueled by climate change and the expected return of the El Niño weather phenomenon, scientists said on Thursday. After 3 years of the generally cooler La Niña weather pattern in the Pacific Ocean, the world will experience a return to El Niño, its warmer counterpart, later this year, according to climate models. During El Niño, winds blowing west along the equator slow down and warm water is pushed east, creating warmer ocean surface temperatures. Europe experienced its hottest summer on record in 2022. Climate models suggest a return to El Niño weather conditions in the late boreal summer, and the possibility of a strong El Niño developing towards the end of the year.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. SpaceX has a giant new rocket that blasted off on its first test flight Thursday but exploded minutes after rising from the launch pad and crashing into the Gulf of Mexico. Elon Musk's company was aiming to send the nearly 400-foot or 120-meter Starship rocket on a round-the-world trip from the southern tip of Texas near the Mexican border. It can carry no people or satellites. The plan called for the booster to peel away from the spacecraft minutes after liftoff, but instead, the rocket began to tumble and then exploded 4 minutes into the flight. The United States has renewed calls for countries to take back their nationals who've been held in detention camps and prisons in northeastern Syria. Many countries have been taking back women and children affiliated with Islamic State, but U.S. officials are now urging them to repatriate more than 10,000 Islamic State fighters who are also held there. More on this story at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.